Playboy, American magazine aimed at men, the first to present female nudity and sexually oriented material in a relatively sophisticated format, and it's today's topic in this new episode of the MyWen podcast. In 1953, when Playboy was launched, American society was very sterile, puritanical, and sexually repressed. Playboy was launched when images of healthy families at home were the norm in American culture. It was a time when society was experiencing waves of moral panic over the corrupting influence of comic books on youth. At that time, women could only represent two roles: chaste virgins or caring mothers. Playboy represented a break from this ideology and encouraged women to break out of these limited roles and told them to aspire to become sex objects. Playboy turned women from repressed housewives into sex objects. Soon after, Hefner legitimized the photographic representation of female nudity, which had previously been seen privately as postcards or pinups in men's lockers' rooms. Despite criticism from social conservatives, naked women were suddenly on display in a magazine. So, has Playboy had a positive impact on society? Well, yes, the company helped create a sexual revolution. Nevertheless, it is still a misogynist, and Playboy has contributed to the objectification of women for decades, presenting its playmates as mere objects to serve the sexual desires of men. Hugh Hefner has long divided public opinion in the country, with some seeing him as a cultural revolutionary and ageless sophisticated, while feminists saw him as a macho man disrespectful to women. But whatever the public's opinion of him, there is no denying that the founder of Playboy had a great and enduring influence on American society. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the MyWen podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.